Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to come to the phone right now because I'm recording this podcast. And I'm recording this podcast because I'm a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Some people who live with depression, anxiety, OCD, or fill in the blank, don't think they need to pursue care because this is just their cross to bear. It's suffering. But hey, Jesus told us there would be suffering. Why should I try to avoid it? It's a good question. Sometimes, and let's be honest, we're too quick to avoid suffering. Go to a birthday party on one of the 5 nights a week that I watch television? No way. That's my me time. Eat the same meal twice in a month? Where's my variety? Answer the phone and talk to you? Why can't it just be a text? Listen, I'm not making fun of you. These are all things that I've thought at least once in my life, maybe even twice or 1,000, but we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. Willingly suffering you. And yes, enduring negative emotions for a season is absolutely something you should do. It's not a healthy spirituality that says, I've been a little sad for a week, time to start treating myself with margaritas. But when you do experience negative moods and behaviors for the length of time and to the degree that it's having a serious impact on your ability to work, play, or praise, then my friend, it's no longer just your suffering. It's everyone's. To the parent with deadly depression, listen, pal, no shame, been there. But you have kids who need you. Pursue care with all your might. To the spouse with crippling anxiety, I get it, no shame, been there. But you're not the only person who's afraid in that relationship because life is hard and you're called to serve just as much as you're being served or more. Get the help you need. To the friend experiencing the symptoms of bipolar disorder, what are you doing to reduce your symptoms? Because your friendship can't be a one-way street. I'm not saying you can't share your burden with your buddy, but your buddy needs a buddy too. So get help. To the Christian who has a calling, as all do, to love their neighbor, whether it's by serving the homeless, the addict, the orphan, the prisoner, or the enemy. Where is your mental health challenge impeding your divine calling and keeping you from the joy found in the Lord's work? No man or woman is an island. As Christians, we should expect grace in the midst of our suffering, but it would be unloving for us to just sit in our suffering without making an effort to reduce the symptoms that hold our ability to live in community in jeopardy. And to the ally, the advocate, when you see your brother or sister taking the steps to pursue mental health recovery, you get behind them in love and solidarity and help them. For both the person who needs to pursue recovery for the good of others and for those who are poised to support them, I leave you with this word from the book of John. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Lord, that all people will know that we are your disciples, let us love one another. And for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Listener, if you have a moment, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And during this month, we're asking that you consider making a financial gift to help us continue our important work. In addition to this podcast, we coordinate mental health first aid trainings, teach churches about the dangers of mental health stigma. We host peer support groups and help people get connected with local mental health resources. We're completely funded by the support of generous individuals like yourself. To donate, just go to blessthisbrain.com and click the dun-da-da-da, you guessed it, donate button. Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.